Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander. Covering a couple of topics today are very important in terms of financial planning and questions on taxes, monies, and accumulation. But Leanne, before we start, give your phone number.
Here, the phone number is 651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. If I can remember, I'll do it again before we're done. Leanne, one of the things right now that's going on is people are busy trying to get the end of the year, protect their taxes, make sure they don't pay too much, and they're trying to accumulate money, always more for retirement. But we always get a lot of questions on annuities. And that obviously, I'm a big believer in annuities. I know you recommend some of your clients buy annuities, but I ran into some information I thought was very, very apropos. And I'm going to pass some of this on. Let's talk a little bit about that as we go along. In 2016, Americans bought $2.5 billion, that's with a B, worth of annuities. $205 billion. I did it wrong. $205 billion of annuities. That's a lot of annuities. Second point. The Government Accountability Office says, and this is a quote directly from them, seniors should convert a portion of their savings into an annuity to cover necessary expenses. Now, that comes out from a governmental agency. Now, I'm not normally big to expound something that the federal government says, but this one I happen to agree with, and I like this one. One of the big things, and we've talked about it before, is a QLAC. QLAC is longevity annuity. If you're taking Social Security, if you're taking income, and you don't necessarily want all of it, you really don't need it, but you'd like to defer some of that back to a future date, you can put some of your income, some of your required minimum distribution, turn it back to as late as age 85. That is a huge savings for some people who have huge required minimum distributions. That is a great, great way to do that. And, of course, most people, and that's very, very few, all have an annuity. It's called Social Security. That is an annuity. And, of course, we seniors take our Social Security, but that is an annuity funded through the federal government. Interesting also, purchasers of annuities from MetLife for pension payouts for government workers. Government workers buy annuities through their thrift plans. And this one I find very fascinating. Ben Bernanke, and everybody knows who Ben Bernanke is, former chairman of the Federal Reserve's two largest assets are annuities. Corporate pensions. Many corporate big boys have transferred their monies into fixed annuities to pay their retirees. Molson Coors, the big brewery, Dow DuPont, CBS, National Cash Register, Kimberly-Clark, Bristol-Myers, General Motors, Motorola, transfer their assets into fixed annuities for payouts. The National Football League uses annuities to pay the former players' pensions. And the last one I'm going to grew, and then we'll talk a little bit about this. Some countries require their retirees to purchase annuities for retirement. Argentina, Austria, Bolivia, Chile, Colombia, Croatia, El Salvador, Hungary, Netherlands, Norway, Peru, Poland, Sweden, and Uruguay. These countries all require their retirees to purchase annuities. Why? And let's talk about the why. The why is that they can guarantee an income, just like Social Security. Now, Leanne, why do you recommend sometimes your clients buy annuities?
Well, clients who look at annuities have two things in mind. Number one, they want their money to grow, and they want it to grow tax-deferred. In other words, they don't want to pay taxes on it right away. They let it grow, and when they start to take it out, then they can pay the taxes, and this can go quite a long time. And there's a couple of different kinds of annuities out there. We have the fixed annuity, and we have the variable. In fact, you mentioned Ben Bernanke, the former chairman of the Federal Reserve. His assets were in two different annuities. One was fixed, got a fixed rate, and one was a variable. So there's different kinds of annuities. When we look at a variable annuity, then you're looking at having mutual funds, ETFs, that kind of a thing, within that annuity. For instance, you could have the Schwab S&P 500 index. You could have the T. Rowe Price Health Sciences. You could have a mid-cap. You can have a balanced. So you have a variety of places to place that money. So sometimes when you want a variable annuity, what you're going to see is a lot of extra growth, just like you see in your regular retirement accounts, through diversification of that money. And it'll give you the opportunity to hold off paying taxes on that while those dividends, et cetera, are coming from these various, you know, in different companies within that annuity. You're not going to pay taxes on it until you start pulling an income from it. So number one, it grows tax deferred. Number two, you have a lot of diversification. And when we talk about tax deferred, you pay taxes when you take it out. And you can adjust that according to your lifestyle.
So annuities have a place. Do they grow as much as the market? Well, the variables will. The index will not. And, of course, the fixed do not. But they're also very, very secure. So that's the thing about annuities. It's very important for those people who are a little bit, averse to running the risk of losing some of my growth, some of my money. Annuities might be a good choice. They've been around for a long, long time. Annuities started out as the life insurance companies. This was the only way for them, for the people to have a get money that's very, very, have some growth, but at a very fixed, small return. And this was the way to compete against the market, was annuities. Now, when the market
Something we should bring up here, though. If you go into something like a variable annuity, it can really bounce around, and there's some extra costs involved there. So you have to realize that if you go into a variable annuity, there's going to be a little more costs within the contract, whereas with your deferred account, your annuity that's just plain interest rates, that's a different ballgame.
You're right. That's one of the dangers, one of the problems of a variable annuity, because they do have costs. They have costs for the investments, and they have costs for the insurance company. And people don't really get, most people don't realize what the tremendous costs are, but they do grow. When the market is running hard, they do grow very, very well.
Another thing, too, Garwin, is when we talk about annuities, you can own an annuity, and if something happens, you can pass it on to your beneficiary. And I think that's an important thing, too, for people, because a lot of people think about, well, maybe I'll take some income from it down the pike, or I'll take a little bit now, or however you want to adjust that. But if something happens, you have that beneficiary designation available for you.
That is a very, very true. Very good point, Leanne, that yes, the beneficiary is available to pass on those monies to somebody else. Does an annuity fit everybody, Leanne?
Not everybody, because not everybody has the money to put into it. And not everybody can hold off on using that money that they have, that extra money. But if they have the ability to put a little bit in, they can do that over time. They do not have to put in a great big lump sum. But when they get it in there, they've got to think about how they're going to take it out, because then at that point in time, there will be taxes too.
And the other thing is probably annuities probably do not fit most younger people.
No, you're right.
The kids, I call them the kids, the 20-year-olds to 40, 45, probably should not be in an annuity because they need to be more aggressive with their money. Annuities are more conservative, and you really need to be more aggressive. Leanne, give your phone number one more time.
651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997.
I think you should also explain where they can buy their annuities.
Well, you can buy them from, obviously, any insurance agent. Would love to sell you an annuity, but banks sell annuities, and they say we got the finest annuity. No, they get those from an insurance company just like anybody else. And, of course, stockbrokers, some will sell you annuities. Certified financial planners will sell annuities. Most people will sell you an annuity, but remember they're always, always, always issued by a life insurance company. Okay.
And the people who buy them should be older, not the young kids. Young kids, what's going to happen is they're going to need that money for maybe for a house or for a family, et cetera. Then they don't need and shouldn't be in that kind of an investment. It is, like you mentioned, for the older people.
Right. Got a couple quick questions we'll do. We're running out of time, Leanne. I get a question consistently from my long-term care clients, and, of course, most of them have had premium rate increases.
And that's a touchy...
That's a touchy situation. I don't like those phone calls. The question comes up, how can they raise my long-term care or my insurance rates? Well, all health policies, whether it's health insurance or long-term care, anything or disability, are really guaranteed renewable. And all guaranteed renewable policies can be raised if the company deems it necessary to keep it solvent. It's that simple. Now, occasionally, a person will buy a non-cancelable disability policy. Disability is the only thing that you can buy non-cancelable. And they charge you more money up front, but they guarantee that you will not have a rate increase ever. So the difference between on all health is, are they guaranteed renewable or are they non-cancelable? And the non-cancelable ones cannot be raised. The guaranteed renewable can be raised. And so, yes, disability or long-term care companies are having a problem making sure that they have enough reserve to pay their claim. And the reserves are simply the amount of money set aside to pay the claim. Every insurance company has to have reserves.
Do they have a special percentage that they have to have in reserves?
Yes.
I think that's the question.
Yes, they do. And they have not been enough because the interest rates have been so dramatically low that their reserves are not... What they set aside wasn't enough to pay the claims. So that's why they got to come back to the company, to the people, and say, Bob or Leanne or Garwin, we have to have more money. We have to have more money in order to pay the claims that are coming down the pipe. One more time, give your phone number, Leanne. We're running right out of time here.
651-365-5000.
Mine is 651-436-3997. I'd like to thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. If you've got any questions or topics you want to talk about, give us a call. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts now more than ever when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.